B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 11:20.
I hate this song. It reminds me of that awful show.
What's that?
Oh, what's the dude's name?
What is the show?
What is the show called? It was always on at night. Hold on a second. I gotta pick up a phone.
All right. In case you missed it, let's chime in and have some fun with the Shore 8. 8 questions about the shore. The best shore town, the best shore treat, the best shore bar / restaurant, the best shore beach, the best shore and sports moment. Right?
Yes. By the way, it's the George Lopez show.
I don't know that. I don't know that show.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it.
All right. The best shore amusement, the biggest shore ripoff, and the biggest shore violations. All right. To get a little snippet of what's going on down the shore this holiday weekend on the Shore Show, we go to one of the best. You watch her on Good Day Philadelphia. She's the great Jen Fred. On the Comcast Business Hotline. She was down the shore canvassing it all. She knows everybody and everyone in the Delaware Valley. What's up, Jen Fred?
What is up, Andrew and Anthony? You left out Governor. Hey, Governor. What is up, Governor?
I didn't do Governor. Yeah, you're right. That's an omission in the salutations.
Yeah, Governor. Well, can I get you a drink, Governor? Well, you sure as hell can, Governor. Yes.
I'm going to give you a game before you leave today. All right. I might give you two. You're good at this stuff.
Yeah, there's also, bless his heart. That's when you know you're about to get the world's biggest insult. Bless her heart. But she clearly didn't look in the mirror before.
That's a female.
Like,
that's a female salutation.
Fair.
Yeah.
Thanks. But it's a family show. I feel like there's room for chicks on this show.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But Governor is the ultimate. You know, when they used to allow smoking in Richmond, Virginia, in the restaurant 2 years ago, they would say to my guy, like, Governor, can we get you? And she was like,
wow,
no,
Governor. Wow, man.
Governor.
I like it being called Governor.
Yeah.
It's being called J.O.
Yes.
Oh, that's classic. How was it down the shore? What's new? What's going on?
Okay, so here's what I did. You know, here's the deal. Social distancing. You know, normally when I go to the shore on a Friday for Good Day, you know, I take a nap on the way there. We do our thing. I take a nap on the way back. And I'm ready to roll for GNT at 3:30, right?
Yeah, sure.
I have to drive myself now because of social distancing, which is fine. But we drove to Wildwood. We talked to the mayor, Mayor Pete. They have their own mayor. And then we went to Zippy's Bikes. You know, bikes, you know, with no water park and no amusement.
Oh, the bike joints. Yeah.
People are going to be like, bring your BYOB, bring your own bike. Because it's, you know, you can't buy a bike because China was making them. And, you know, between the tariffs and the coronavirus, you can't get a bike. So, like, There can be no more, I'm not taking that hand-me-down bike from my brother. Everyone's going to be riding someone's hand-me-down bike this summer, for sure.
Yes.
And then in terms of, like, the booze and the snacks and everything, because, you know, it's going to start a little drippy, a little rainy this weekend. And, you know, normally when you're down the shore, like, if it's a rain day, it's a booze day, right? It's a day load. You're walking around.
Sure.
I mean, you know, you start a little Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Maybe Orange Crush. You know, you go to your cousin's house. They have a case of White Claw.
I don't do a White Claw, but that's a girl thing.
And listen, or a Penn State thing. All the Penn State kids have it. But I tell you what, I was at the Surfing Pig, which is in North Wildwood, and do they have it down? Basically, you walk in, it's an open air kind of a place right on the water. You walk in, you order a drink and a snack, you know, to-go food. They got barbecue, they got seafood, they have everything. And then you keep going. It's like, it's sort of like, you know, the sushi thing at the mall where the thing goes on a conveyor belt, but you're a human.
Wow,
and they,
really?
And they have like 6-foot distancing, you know, little pieces of tape. And then you go up to the bar, and then they have a deal where they like have this drink thing, and it like, it puts your plastic cup drink in this gadget, like it's like Inspector Gadget. It's like the Jetsons, right? And it seals over the drink because they're not allowed to have open containers until you get out. And then you go outside and you pop a straw in it. You're ready to rock.
Wow.
And I think, you know, once the governor in Pennsylvania says, okay, we're going to see that.
Yeah, right.
Once the governor, I think you're going to see that at like, you know, 16th and Rittner, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I will say this, the businesses, like they're ready, right? Everyone wants to get back to work. Everyone wants to see the customers and, you know, it's like a really easy way to social distance because you can be, you know, across the street saying hi. At the same point, I do get the sense that they're kind of happy that it's going to start rainy because not so many people will rush down today. Like, I'm driving back. The traffic, it's not a lot of traffic. Normally, regular Memorial Day weekend, which I call the official, unofficial start to summer, there's, like, no traffic. I have to say, if you're thinking about going down and you have a house, go now. But turn on the cuffs while you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I think you're, and you're also right, like, I mean, this weekend, unless you have a house, we don't have a house. If you have a house, that's one thing. But it's not going to be a good weekend, right? I mean,
Sunday, Monday's good. But again, like, are you going to deal with that traffic?
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. I'm looking at, now again, I don't have Sue on my phone.
I know.
I see 64 degrees on Sunday.
It's the shore. You know how this is, cuz. This is what I'm originally from Clearwater, Florida. In Clearwater, there is no, you know, countdown to opening day. There is no countdown to Memorial Day. Like, you're just happy when it doesn't rain or it's 100 degrees, right? So, like, these guys, Tim the plumber, I love him, he has a countdown that starts on Thanksgiving for opening day for the Phillies, right? Like it's going to be 102 degrees. And I'm like, Timmy, you know this. You guys know this in studio. It's the coldest day of the spring, Philly's opening day. It's always, like, so cold.
Yeah.
The Sunday game of that weekend is gorgeous, right? But the opening day, it's always a witch. You know, it's so cold, you put your hat on, you're like, what am I doing? It's the same thing with Memorial Day weekend, especially down there. Like, you know, they try to drag me off the back of a boat doing wakeboarding and all that. And I'm always, I bought a wetsuit last year to do it because I'm like, it's going to be so cold.
Yeah.
Well, I do agree with you, 64 degrees, but that, you know, I've been calling this, you know, they say that because we're not driving around, there's less smog, so it's bright, sunny days, but it's chilly. I've been calling it the Arctic spring.
Yeah,
right?
Wow, I like it. Yeah, no, you're right. It's been, that's it. Jen Fred with us on the Comcast Business Hotline, Good Day Philadelphia, you got to watch her every morning. Yeah, that's a great way to look at it, because it has been, it's been windy and chilly, but like really clean. The air has been really clean.
Yeah, Arctic spring. So I am ready. I feel like we've worn our hoodies. We've done a good job with those sweatpants.
What's going on with the boardwalk, though, Jen?
It's fine. You can order food. It's cool. You know, and you know, what happened last weekend? Friday, we were in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Right.
And, you know, I go down between like 7 and 10 a.m., and it was normal. It felt very normal. No one was wearing masks. Then, you know, by Saturday at 4 o'clock, you know, it was gorgeous. It was a mob scene. I do think, like you said, because it's going to be a little chillier this weekend, you know, rain today, tomorrow a little bit. But you're allowed to go to the boardwalk. There's no games of chance.
What's open? So just like pizza joints and stuff like that?
Takeout food. Yep.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
And so, you know.
Well, you can sit on the beach. You can get your slice and go sit on the beach. So that's okay.
What are they going to do when it gets to be 85 degrees and next thing you know, people are going to pack the beaches? Like, is there any talk about.
Yes. They have. Cape May County has the social distancing ambassadors. And by the way, of all the jobs I'm not signing up for.
Oh, that's torture. The only thing worse than that is the beach tag person.
It is worse than that because at least the beach tag person, you go, you know how this is, you run and hide in the water or you, there's so many ways to hide from the beach tag person, right? These social distancing ambassadors, it'll be like you and me, Andrew, like trying to have a chit chat. And all of a sudden, I'm just going to call him Dave. Sorry for Dave's out there. Dave's going to be like, you know, because, like, how does he even start the conversation? We already know we're too close, right? And, like, is he going to have measuring tape? Like,
And what happens? Are they going to force, like, because I had heard something about shifts. Like, you would sign up almost, you would have a two-hour, you know, limit. And, you know, I don't know. Like, what's going to happen, like, when people. Because you're going to set up camp 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
And by the way,
it's a lot of real estate you're taking up.
You should be 6 feet away. Because this whole bit of people on top of each other, like, let's think about that.
No, but the beach is just yay big, man. You know what I'm saying?
You should be a beach towel away from me. Because when you flick your sand on me.
Yeah, I agree.
It's less sticky on me.
It's a violation when you're up on people. I agree with that.
But, yeah, I don't think there's anything they can do. And, you know, the thing is we're having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
No one wants anyone to get sick, right? No one wants to be the person that causes it. No one wants to be the recipient. We just want to get outside and breathe and look at the water. So I do wonder if, and, you know, people are afraid. Rightly so. You know, this is not, there's so much unknown. You know, the rules change every week. And so I do think I wonder if there's going to be a majority or some people that they're not leaving their house. You know, everyone that has a family knows another family that, you know, you're dropping off toilet paper on their front step because they have not left the house since March 12th.
Right.
And there's the other side where, like, they're throwing a rager on a Tuesday night, and you're like, I got to get up and go to work. Like, I think most of us are in between. It's like, you know, go to the grocery store once a week. You know, if a neighbor happens to be in New Jersey coming back to Pennsylvania hitting the liquor store, maybe there's a group text. Maybe I'm in the Cherry Hill parking lot outside, you know, trying to make that, you know. Just so we're all, you know, not going in. So I do think that I know the people of Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Delaware. I know they want to breathe. They want to live. They want to be good. So my gut is that there will be 80% maybe of the people there that normally are. So it won't be like a Florida spring break situation. We will be cool. Everyone will be cool. And as you say, please get off of my towel. So if you can't be on my towel, that's at least 6 feet.
I like it. All right, Jen Fred, I got a couple salutations you got to help me out with. You ready?
I'm on it.
All right. Let me give you Daddy versus Gangsta.
Daddy.
Ah, really?
And you're like, what? No, listen to it. You're like, hey, Daddy. So, like, that's, you know, maybe I'm coming home with six bottles because I came across the bridge on my way home from work. And you're like, hey, Daddy. And again, I'm a girl, so you gotta look.
Oh,
so,
that's right. You know,
okay, like, but like if I'm
all right, how about this? I wanna change your one to this one.
Okay.
All right. I got a good one. Money versus big guy. Money's the 3 seed. Big guy is the 14 seed.
Like, you're so money, or like, hey, money. Like, I can see Tuz saying to me, Jen, you are so money with that pick, right?
Some money. Yeah, you are.
But but in terms of salutation, like authentic, you know, what we're talking about here, I can see you walking in the door to be on set for a sports segment being like, yo, big guy.
Yeah, I don't do the big guy. No, I'll do the, yo, money. What's up, money?
All right. I feel like money's good. I feel like I use money more like, you are so money on that pick.
I got
or,
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you put your towel 6 feet away. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so money on that. Right? But I hear you. Okay, I like money. And money's just quick, too, right? It's like, dude. Money's like, dude, you could use it 42 different ways. Like, yo, money, get over here.
Exactly. That's a good pick by you, money. Your money.
I'm going money.
Your money, money. Listen, have a great weekend. All right?
You too, Governor. Y'all have a really good time out there.
You're the best, Jen. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, baby. Okay.
You're the greatest. Here she is, Jen Fred. Good day, Philadelphia. Checking in on our way back from the shore. And give us an update on the shore and what the shore is going to be like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.